Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go, Golden Eagle Nation. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air Monday, or rather a Tuesday, not a Monday. That was yesterday. Feels like Monday. Tuesday, Bob Getty with you, Graham Crawford in the Southern Bancorp studio. Dima Mixon about to join us from the Southern Miss campus. And again, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove. Opening segment of our show, sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Graham, good to have you back, man. We're excited to have you on the show. And
glad to be back and in action.
Glad to have you back in action myself. All right, so Dima Mixon was at Media Day, every Tuesday now, Media Day for football. And Dima, we talked yesterday, you and I, on the Monday edition of our show, but couple of days now, the dust has settled for a couple of days since the MSU game. And what was the message, first of all, today from the new head coach?
Well, he was very encouraged would be the word from what he saw. And I think after watching the film, he saw probably more things that they can correct. You know, he talked a lot about today about just kind of the technique on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the second half. He thought that, you know, in that second half, that Mississippi State made adjustments and they weren't able to, you know, I guess, make adjustments on the defensive end as quickly as they wanted to, and it just, the game kind of got away from them. But I think very positive from all the things he watched on film. He said, obviously, there's things we always have to get better at, and nothing's ever perfect. But I think he was very encouraged with what he saw from the offensive line. I think he wanted to see more from the defensive line, and I think he wants to see more from his run game.
Yeah. You made a comment yesterday that really stuck with me overnight, and that is that Southern Miss played 8 offensive linemen, Mississippi State 15. I'm sure Coach Huff recognizes that in the second half it was just a matter of too big, too strong, and too many of them. Is that fair?
Yeah, no doubt, and he talked about that. When we asked him about the run game, he said, you know, he wants it to be better, but they're going up against an SEC front. So, I mean, I don't know what you expect them to really do, you know, especially when you're only playing, rotating in at 8 offensive linemen. And like I was talking about on the show yesterday, Mississippi State just kept bringing in new waves of offensive defensive linemen, and that's just hard to do. Yeah, so I think that was a sentiment from him, and he did say that the good news is that's going to be the hardest defense we play this whole season.
Correct.
That's got to be just a good – what's the word? A great feeling to know that, okay, we were able to only play 8 guys up front. And that's where the game's won and lost, in the trenches. And the fact that in the first half – we were competitive. Not only competitive, we were in the game. Like, our guys, you could tell they were there for the fight. And then I think that, you know, to Bob's point, the 15 down, I mean, how can you compete? They are that much bigger, mm-hmm. especially with the numbers they've got. And our guys went out there, and there's no question, they got after it. And I think it was just a matter of size and numbers.
Yeah. You agree with that, Dima? I think you do, don't you?
Yeah, I'd say for the first half, I actually did rewatch the game yesterday morning, and I thought that I think there were some things that they could have done better, especially on the defensive line. And our listeners will be hearing from Jabari Ishmael soon. I got an interview with him, defensive lineman for Southern Miss, and he talked about that, you know, he was very happy with what they did. They played a really good first half of football, but he said their second half was not good at all. And he said it was a lot of the Mississippi State threw them off their technique. And I think he's correct in saying that. And something that Charles Huff said as well is Mississippi State just adjusted and started running outside boundary more, and Southern Miss couldn't do anything. And then they really only had a one-on-one with the safety, and runs that should have been 2 or 3 yards turned into 12 yards, especially on those 3 touchdown drives.
So Mississippi State did change up their offensive scheme coming out of halftime. Is that right?
I mean, I don't think they changed it drastically, but I think, you know, they were switching up some things that they were trying to do.
Right.
It was kind of more of just lean on them, and run the ball.
Wear them down.
And then you try to come up and you try to stop the run, and I think that's what opened up.
And they're going over the top.
Yeah, I think that opened up their pass game. Any comment about the Golden Eagles, what seemed like their inability to establish a run game?
Yeah, again, that's what kind of Huff was talking about, that they couldn't – it was hard to run against an SEC front anyways, but he thought that – he really thought after watching the film that the running backs just missed some holes. He thought the holes were there. He said it wasn't that there was not any holes. We just weren't hitting them. And then when we wouldn't hit them, we'd run right into a wall of Mississippi State defenders. He said he was very disappointed with the short game running as well. When it was 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2, 2nd-and-1, 2nd-and-2, he said they didn't really get any penetration there. And that's something they have to correct. Because, you know, guys, I mean, Jackson State, you know, coming up this week, you know, I was looking at their line, at least their first wave of line. I didn't look past their first string. But their first string is just as big as Mississippi State's, believe it or not. So
really?
Something that Miss is going to have to counter. Miss Jackson State, obviously, on an 11-game win streak. So.
And what did he say about Jackson State? And I say this with all due respect, but, I mean, how do you get your guys focused to take this game seriously? Because you may recall when we were at MCS Home Center – one of the players, I don't remember which one it was, but one of them made a comment that caught my ear, and he said, we got to get ahead, we got to get out front against Mississippi State, we can't afford to get behind, we might could get behind against Jackson State and catch back up, but we can't do that against Mississippi State.
Yes, well, he talked about it in the very beginning, you know, respecting their opponent, that's something that he's echoed all the time. I actually want to answer that question from an answer that Jabari Ishmael gave me, because I asked him that exact question. And he said, man, if we don't prepare like, well, how we prepared for Mississippi State for this opponent, Coach Hall will have our heads. He will yell at us, and it is not going to be good. And I thought that was so funny. And, again, our listeners will have a chance to hear that interview later, hopefully this week, if we can hear it.
Absolutely.
But I thought that is a great answer to your question, that because I asked Jabari Schmiller the exact same question, and he said, listen, if we don't prepare like we prepared against Mississippi State against this opponent, we're not going to be playing on the field for Coach Huff.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, and then Coach Huff also said in the interview that you did with him, Bob, that one of the things that he took from, what was the coach's name at Penn State?
James Franklin,
that it's the consistency. No, it was Nick Saban with
Nick
consistency.
Saban. Right.
And how it doesn't matter if it's the Iron Bowl or you're playing anyone. It's the exact same process, no matter what.
Hey, Dima, I know you're not going to be with us the rest of the day. Got a couple minutes left. We're going to talk a little more about this later, but I wanted to get your thoughts about this, and because I know how you love the baseball program, we're going to report what was broken this morning about this early season tournament where the Golden Eagles are going to take on Oregon State, Baylor, and
Purdue.
And I asked Graham, I said, they're up to that, right? And Graham laughed and said, they're going to win the tournament.
No, it's a great opportunity. It was announced, I think, in February of last season that Southern Miss was going to be in this field. And LSU was actually originally supposed to be in the field, and I think they backed out. I think it's because they saw Southern Miss on there. But
that's exactly right.
But they backed out, and now it's
bet that was
going
the
in. But, yeah, great opportunity to build some early resume wins for Southern Miss. Really good setting out there at Round Rock. I was actually looking at flights this morning, Bob, because I'm getting tempted. $100 flight from New Orleans to Austin is pretty dang tempting. So Yeah, really? So I might have to make my way out.
Is that where the tournament's actually at, in Austin, Texas?
Yeah, so it's a little north of Austin. It's in Red Rock, Texas, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty much Austin,
what
Texas.
Field is that?
Sorry?
What, like, ballpark field?
Ooh, I don't know off the top of my head.
Because I was talking to him earlier. It's
Dell Diamond.
Dell Diamond. Okay.
Well, you know who needs to be scared is Oregon State, Purdue, and whoever the other chump is.
Baylor.
Yeah, no question.
Well, I think Southern Miss will play Oregon State on a Saturday night, which I think that's going to be a phenomenal baseball game. Of course, Oregon State,
phenomenal
baseball program. They've made it to the World Series so many times. They're national champions a few years ago. And Southern Miss getting to play a team like that early really builds resume and builds that RPI, which we know is all so important at the end of the season for Southern Miss's hosting opportunity.
Yeah, they'll probably get a little dose of Colby Allen if that's the first game, if I were guessing.
I think they will.
Yeah. All right, Dima, thanks, buddy. We'll see you. But I guess you'll be back Wednesday. No, today's Tuesday.
Yep.
I'm sorry, guys. My days are all screwed up. Dima will be back tomorrow. Thanks, Dima.
Yep. You're welcome.
Dima Mixon, everybody, from the Southern Miss campus. That's pretty exciting, Graham. I think that's a good way to start the year, isn't it?
I'm very excited.
Would you rather play a team like that to start the year than...
No question. You know. Going up against the guys that, hey, we got to buckle it up game one. Let's see what we're made of.
Yeah, let's see. All right, when we come back, Heath Hint's going to join us. Thoughts about football, basketball, baseball, all stuff Southern Miss. There was...
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank Dima Mixon giving us that report from the campus. A couple of good player interviews that we'll be bringing you tomorrow and Wednesday as a media day finished up now, and the Golden Eagles getting ready to take on Jackson State this Saturday afternoon, 4:00, I believe, at the Rock. All right, second segment of the show is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. Eagle Tire West, brand new business. Well, it's a new business. Yes, it is. With premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service, Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, took over from another tire store out there. This is part of Eagle Tire, now expanding out into the Bellevue area. Family owned and operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West sells Goodyear tires, full service. And they're all big Southern Miss supporters. Go by there and say hello to Matt Warren and all the great guys at Eagle Tire West. And don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Quick reminder, we're going to be back on the road Friday. We're going to be at Century First Federal Credit Union on Hardy Street. Beautiful new building on Hardy Street. Really a nice addition to Midtown Hattiesburg. And really looking forward to being out there with Mr. Harmon and all the big, big Southern Miss supporters at the Century First Federal Credit Union. That's this Friday. Heath Hinton runs Big Gold Nation, one of the most popular Southern Miss chat rooms in the country. And we haven't had a chance to talk to Heath since the opening of football. So All right, I'm going to give you the first minute or so, Heath. I want to get the Heath Hinton evaluation of what you saw Saturday afternoon.
Oh, man, thanks for having me on again, Bob. Appreciate it, guys. I think, you know, look, what we saw Saturday afternoon was a team that played really hard. Look, we're outmatched, outsized in the second half, wore down. But one thing I did like, they didn't quit. They scored late. A team that stayed right with Mississippi State through a half that I think showed what this team can be if they keep building. And I'm going to be honest with you, there were some things that I was a little impressed about and was kind of excited coming out of it. I thought the offensive line played really well considering how bad the offensive line play has been at Southern Miss the past 4 years. That was nice to see, competent offensive line play. I thought the defensive line played tough, like I saw from linebackers and some secondary. Look, they just, you know, wear down. When you're playing a team that's that big, that physical, you're going to wear down. Southern Miss is going to be just fine in the Sun Belt and playing AAC schools, but it is what it is. I was happy what I saw, and I think this team's going to continue to get better.
Was there anything that surprised you? Maybe you saw that you didn't expect to see?
I think that the offensive line play surprised me. Be perfectly honest with you, I'm surprised at how well they played and how well they stood up to an SEC defensive front. And they were able to run the ball somewhat, but pass blocking, they did pretty well. I mean, they only give up one sack. When was the last time Southern Miss played a football game that you said they've only given up one sack?
Right.
That's been you know, 6 years. So for that to happen against Mississippi State, I was impressed with that, guys. I was really impressed with that. And I think it shows only sign of what could be going forward.
Hey, Graham Crawford, all you got to do is look back to a year ago. They played Kentucky. I think pretty equivalent SEC football program to Mississippi State.
Yes.
And they were behind 31-0 at halftime. So this is an improvement.
And did that game ever get finished?
No, they didn't even play the second half.
Okay. So we're definitely in the right direction.
Yeah. I don't think that would have gotten any better in the second half.
No.
No. Mm-mm. So that's a huge improvement, right, guys?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, by far. An improvement. And look, and as I said, you can see where things are going. And with conference play coming up, you know, after this week, I think Jackson State comes at a good time to where maybe you can work on some things and get things evened out before you play Appalachian State.
If you were to say just straight off the hip, clearly we're one game in, what do you think we're going to be record-wise? What do you foresee?
I've always said that I think they're going to get the over. 4.5 was a very low, you know, total for me. Yeah. Look, I can see 6-7 wins, bowl game. Yeah, I can see that with this team. They're going to get better. When they play Sun Belt teams, it's going to be more evenly matched. Having a Braylon Braxton at quarterback gives you an opportunity to be in every game in the Sun Belt. But from what I saw the offensive line play, and what I saw from the defense in the first half, I think they're going to be just fine in the Sun Belt. And, you know, you never know. Things go your way. You never know where things may be at the end of the year. You never know what position you may be in at the end of the year. But I do think 6-7 wins in a bowl game is not out of the question.
Here's one question that I think you guys can comment on this. And if there's something to worry about, and that is the depth on the O-line and injuries. I mean, we're happy with the way the offensive line is playing because everybody's healthy. But, Heath, are they deep enough to sustain two or three injuries and be able to overcome that?
You know, I was kind of worried about that at first, but then I watched this game. And to be honest with you, I thought the second, the backups that came in and played on the offensive line did a really good job. I think as long as they've got, you know, 7 or 8 guys they believe can play and people they can rotate in, which I think they do, I think they're going to be fine on the offensive line. You have an injury, plug somebody in. And what you can't have is 3 or 4 injuries. Then you're going to be in trouble. But as long as they can keep the injuries to a minimum, I think they've got 7 or 8 guys that can play.
That's got to be just whenever you've got an offensive line that has that ability, then you can really let your playmakers go make plays. Mm-hmm. And with Braylon Braxton and some of those other guys, what do you think our skill guys are – what do you think their two sentences going into a Jackson State versus a Mississippi State. Is there a difference, in your opinion, in those two?
I don't think I personally don't think they're going to change the way that they prepare for the game. But as far as, you know, talent on the field, yeah, there is a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest, there is a difference. But it also gives you a chance. You're Southern Miss, number one. You need to go out there and show how much better you are. And right. On top of that, if you build that lead, which you should be able to do that against the Jackson State, that's not enough against the Jackson State. It's just, you know.
It is what it is.
Money, different things, just Southern Miss has the advantage. If you can do that and you can get those backups, you can get your backup quarterback in the play, that's going to be valuable down the stretch. So I think for Southern Miss, you train the way you did against Mississippi State. You got to prepare the same way, and you go out there and you take care of business.
It's really roles reversed from last week. Southern Miss steps into the role of Mississippi State. Jackson State steps into the role of Southern Miss when it comes to depth and size and strength. Is that fair to say, Heath?
Yes. I think you're right on. I really do. I think roles are going to be reversed a little bit, so to say.
Mm-hmm. Based on the one game that we've seen, I want a little snapshot of where the skill guys are right now. Quarterbacks, receivers, running backs. What did you see out of them?
I saw they're still got some, you know, there's still going to be some growth. And yeah, they know each other, but it's still different. You know, you're in a different place. It's not the same offense. It's a different offense. So there's still going to be some adjustments there. I think they're going to, you know, it's going to be fine. You just got to build that chemistry. And there's still some other guys that didn't play with Braylon at Marshall last year. They're on the offense. They have to get used to things. What I would like to see on offense, I'd like to see them stretch the field a little more. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see if they can find somebody that, and maybe they can, you know, when they're playing teams or something, but they can stretch the field and go deep. Because once or twice they were able to do that, they were able to pick up some good yards against State. So I'd like to see maybe a little more of that. And I think you'll probably see that this week, trying to get that, you know, trying to grow that chemistry between playmakers and quarterbacks.
Yeah, trying to open up the playbook a little bit.
Yeah. Marshant Candy did comment yesterday on the show, Heath, that he thought the play calling was a little conservative. I tended to think that myself, not that what I think matters, but I think part of that is that you had to get these guys on the field and let them gel a little bit against somebody other than their own teammates, right? So you're not going to open up the playbook right out of the gate.
No, but I know what Marshant was talking about, you know, 2nd and 10 running the ball against Mississippi State. You know, I understand what he's saying there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I agree with him to a certain extent there. But no, that playbook's going to get bigger the more the season goes along. That playbook's going to open up because guys are going to become more familiar with it. Braylon's going to become more familiar with what, you know, they're wanting to do, audible situations, where to go with the football. That's going to grow, and that's going to – those things, it's going to open up once the season goes on. Yes, you still got to make the right play call to do it. But, yeah, that offense will open up.
All right, I'm going to hold you over, Heath. I got one more football question I want to ask, and then, God, I hate to do this, but we're going to have to talk baseball.
I don't think
dare you, Bob. How dare you, Bob.
Either one of you guys have any interest in Southern Miss baseball?
Twitter's going to go crazy, Bob. You're talking baseball.
Be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, great for baseball, softball training. Graham Crawford, what's it like to have that kind of facility here? That's great for kids that want to get better at baseball, right?
It is great. It is great. It's something that everybody needs to take advantage of, having a place like that
is
here.
That's pretty state-of-the-art stuff, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. DBAT does it right.
Yeah, DBAT on Hardy Street, we really appreciate their support of our program. And we want to remind you, this is important. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but the most important person on the team is you. So you need to get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. And if there's a problem, they can get on top of it. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. I'll say it 1,000 times. We're very, very fortunate to have Forest Health Center here in Hattiesburg. And don't forget about our podcast. You can hear Graham Crawford tonight on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. All right, Heath Hinton stays with us. Before we move on to baseball, Heath, one other question. This occurred to me last night. It was last year, the second game of the year, when Southeast Louisiana came here to play, and the Golden Eagles did win that game. But, man, it was a lot closer than people thought, and you left the stadium going, ooh, something doesn't feel right here. Do the Golden Eagles have to just blow Jackson State off the field to escape that feeling again this year?
Look, I think the fan base wants a win, and when you're playing at Jackson State, they want a convincing win. I'm not going to say you got to go put 60 points on them, but you need a convincing win. I do think that should be something that is looked for. That is a when you're a good FBS team, you should, and you're playing at Jackson State, you should be able to put points on them. You should be able to come away with a very comfortable win. I think that is something that you have to look at. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, I felt a lot better after the Mississippi State game than I did after the Southeastern Louisiana game last year.
Yeah, and a whole lot better than after the Kentucky game.
Kentucky game. And since my name will always live in infamy with the check statement, I guess that game's going to be around for years.
So what do you say, Graham? Do you have to just knock Jackson State? Let's say Southern Miss wins the game, Graham, 28-21. Are you going to leave the stadium happy that they won or a little worried?
Ooh. There's got to be something very out of the ordinary that happens for us to only win by 7 points. Mm-hmm. And for me, and I'm assuming every one of the Golden Eagle fans to be excited about. You know, they need to go out there and show, okay, this is Southern Miss now. This is not Southern Miss of the old.
I think that's right, don't you, Heath? I think that's exactly
right. Yeah, if it's that close, 4th Street Bar is going to be packed and they're not going to be excited.
Yeah, you're right about that.
People are going to just be yelling in there.
Yeah, you're right.
They're not going to be happy if it's 28-21.
No, they're not. All right, let's move on. This came out this morning from the Southern Miss Athletic Department. Peaks Event LLC announced the full field for the 7th annual Round Rock College Baseball Classic. And that's a 4-team field that's going to consist of Southern Miss, Oregon State, Purdue, and they're missing one here. Southern Miss, Oregon Baylor. State, Purdue, and Baylor. And that's going to be played at Dell Diamond on February 20th through 22nd. You guys tell me that that's in Austin, Texas. Man, that's a heck of a way to start the year, Heath. But before we get into that, and I'm going to keep this now on the up and up, and Graham's a married man, got a baby on the way. But during the course of the commercial break, we started discussing the social life of Southern Miss baseball players and how difficult it seems to people like me and you, Heath. These guys have it meeting ladies, let's say, and having a good time in the community. And Graham lamented about how difficult it is. It's tough, isn't it, Graham?
It's hard. It makes it a lot harder. You know, playing for one of the best teams in the country, it makes it hard.
Yeah. And I've noticed that co-eds are not attracted at all to baseball.
Not much. You see it just here and there. Mm-hmm.
Are you buying this, Heath?
Look, it's tough on these guys. They practice hard. you know, they just don't have time to chase women.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. They don't have time to chase women. So, no, I'm kidding. They're
And Heath, what did you...
Their social calendar is, they're okay. I'm not worried about it.
And Heath, like that. As an illustration of what a good life these guys live, you used our first baseman as an example. Do you want to repeat what you said about Bull?
Even Russo has a good-looking girlfriend. Congratulations to him.
That's right. Hey, in his defense, they have been together since they were, I think, 16? 15, 16?
Really?
Hey, yeah, she is from Louisiana, same as he is. So I'm guessing
that's perfect. That's my point.
Really? She just stuck along.
Graham, tell us, away from guys like me and Heath, away from the public, away from baseball fans, what is Bull really like in person? Is he like
he's
what the you see goofiest, on the field?
He's the goofiest dude you've ever met. He's hysterical. He's a big clown. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that everybody loves to see because he's going to have a smile on his face and he's going to figure out how to put one on yours.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to have a teammate like that? That's got to be big, right?
Oh, it's huge.
I think you were a teammate like that to him. And every coach that I ever talked to about you said the same thing.
I'm definitely not a Matthew Russo. He is – there's only one of him. I wish I could have been. But he is definitely a huge part in their success, especially last year and then carrying over to this year, him being a fifth year and really knowing – Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm.
That guy bleeds black and gold. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russo's the type of guy that he's such a good person first. I mean, let's be honest, he's a good person. You don't get no better. Actually, that whole baseball team, they're just good people. Coaches all the way down.
He's a senior coming back, right?
Fifth year.
I think Russo's the type of guy that when he finishes, if he wanted to run for mayor anywhere,
yeah,
he would be a prime candidate. This mm-hmm. dude is a politician to the core.
Yeah,
I can see him. Like, I'm dead serious. I think Russo's. He's the leader on that team. He's a fun guy. He's always goofing off. I got to see them before the season started in the field house, and they were just laughing, cutting up with him, and I was joking with them too, and a wheelchair, mm-hmm. just kind of having fun with them. Mm-hmm. And they're just good guys. Him, Colby, all those guys, they're just good people, man.
They
Graham,
are.
He's a senior. How important was it to this ball team to get him and Colby Allen back?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
They'll be the leaders of the team.
No question. They were the leaders last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I was there, Colby was a sophomore, and it was Russo's first year to play, was my fifth year. And they were leaders then. Whether they might not have been picked as captains, but as far as leading by example and people listening because of who they are, they've had that intangible for as long as I've known them. Mm-hmm. That's just them as people.
Russo and because let's be honest, him and Danny Lynch are a lot alike to me in the way they are. Only thing we just can't figure out how to make Russo figure out the goat yoga batting stance.
Have you seen him try to catch his
figure that out?
He is nowhere near as flexible as Big DJ.
No.
He can't. I mean, he can try. No. He can't get that deep.
That batting stance will go down in history. I even remember when he got the job at Delta. I was like, he's bringing goat yoga to Delta Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys, how important it is to have guys like that.
Yeah, I saw last week that Mississippi Delta Junior College is opening up a new campus in Greenwood, and the caption said, look at the impact Danny Lynch has had already. He just shows up, and they're opening up
they're
a campus.
A whole new campus.
Just a whole new world,
If there's not one there, he'll talk one into the existence.
Hey, look, real quick, a minute left. Graham, I want you to talk about this real quick. Purdue, Baylor, Oregon State, three really good programs, but you indicated to me that as a player, that is much more exciting than saying you open up against Villanova or some northern school.
Yeah, you know, some teams, they end up that first weekend, they have them at home, and they have a team that's bottom tier, mediocre. That way you know you're going to come in and you're going to handle business. But Southern Miss is not at that point where they need those wins. That's not – they're going to win 40 games every single year, 10 mm-hmm. in a row. That's just mm-hmm. what we do. So having the ability to go and have that RPI boost to go play in Oregon State, opening day. I mean, those are that's a top five team year in and year out. They're in the World Series more times than not, it seems like.
Right.
And Southern Miss having the ability to go to a different place. Same way they went to TCU week two last year. Mm-hmm. Right? They're going up there, and mm-hmm. I guarantee you them coming back, their confidence is on a whole nother level once you go and play one of those teams that we've heard about, TCU, Oregon State. We've heard about these guys since we were kids. You know, and in your head, it's built up that they are the mecca of baseball, or they are one of those top teams. So getting to go and play them at a neutral site, oh, they're going to be ready.
And beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll also be on national TV somewhere. We're not going out there to lose.
We're not going to lose.
Yeah, no.
All right, Heath, thanks, buddy. We appreciate your input today.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Gold Nation. Graham and I'll wrap things up right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It's a great place for lunch 5 days a week. I hear it was jam-packed all weekend long. I'm sure it'll be that way again this weekend. The games will be all on the TVs down there, no question about that. Lots of good food, lots of good drinks, and a lot of football atmosphere at 4th Street Bar and Grill. MCS Home Center, they're out in Bellevue. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home, lawn, or garden, you'll find it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local folks eager to help you. They're located at 7329 US 98 West, just west of town. And don't forget about Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. You can check out their Facebook page. And they'll have a new topping every month. September just arrived, so there'll be a new fall topping. Great beignets, great coffees, both hot and cold, and just a great atmosphere at Mobay Beignet Company. And one last reminder, welcoming again, the official brewery now of the Eagle Hour, and that is SoPro Brewery. A craft brewery in the heart of Hattiesburg, SoPro is creating craft beer for Southern Miss to call its own. A proud supporter of Southern Miss with their signature USM beer, Southern Skies and Gold Rush, SoPro will always say Southern Miss to the top. You ever had one of those? A Gold Rush or a Southern Sky?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good stuff,
pretty
huh?
good.
Yeah. Baseball players don't drink beer, do they?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. You guys never party or anything, do you? I mean, y'all it's strictly schoolwork. Baseball, schoolwork, baseball.
Believe it or not, it really is.
Is it really?
No, seriously.
Seriously?
We have rules, and day before game, you do not, yeah.
You don't do stuff
no,
like that, huh?
Never. No, yeah. You go to practice, and you go home, go to sleep, and do it again.
So Oz and Scott Berry, not guys you really wanted to cross in a wrong way, right?
No. And the funny thing is at Southern Miss, I think those are not the people you're really worried about. It's the older people, older classmen that don't screw up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, but that's team leadership, right?
That's how it should be. That's why they win 40 games a year.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Graham, you're selling insurance now, correct?
Yes, I am.
For a Farm Bureau.
Yes.
Talk to people about that for just a minute. What all are you involved in?
Yeah, so I actually run the Oak Grove Farm Bureau office. I'm in the claim center. We do a lot of homes, a lot of autos. We specialize in life insurance. And we actually, starting January 1, we are having our own health plan.
Is that right?
That health is correct. Insurance. Yes. So you would be able to bundle all of it, one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. And that's the smart way to buy insurance, isn't it?
Absolutely. Any way to save a dollar.
Yeah. Now, the first time you were on the show, you were talking about all the Golden Eagles, but you were telling me something I thought was interesting, that company, Farm Bureau, really likes to hire former athletes, and you had a great explanation for why.
Yeah, so Farm Bureau, they're going to, especially in our district, which is going to be Jackson all the way to the coast and Natchez, it's three, I guess, kinds of people. It's ex-athletes, ex-coaches, and ex-construction guys. And I think a lot of it has to do with the intangibles. The ability to work extra, that's a given. That's just one of those things as an athlete or as a coach that you just do it. There's not really a, ooh, that's extra. No, it's just part of it. Mm-hmm. And then the ability to just be personable. I know for me, I was able to bounce to team in summer ball growing up in different ways. And I might not know anyone except the name on the front of the jersey. Don't even know the coach's name. But you go pick up at a tournament here and there, and you end up meeting 12 all new guys. And within 2-3 innings, you've got 12 new friends. Mm-hmm. Just the ability to go out and be personable, mm-hmm. Connect with any kind of person mm-hmm. is really what I think Farm Bureau embodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of our former Golden Eagles.
There's a pile.
Working for the company.
There's a pile.
I know the first time you named off a few and you forgot to mention Slade Wilkes, and it wasn't 30 seconds later he had texted you a picture.
Yeah, he said, what are you doing? He said, "Why? How are you going to forget me?" I said, my bad, brother. I apologize. For those who don't know, Slade Wilkes is about to have a baby.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Here well, he's not weeks? The only former baseball player whose wife is about to have
nope,
a baby.
Nope.
Do you know of another one?
Just so happened to. Might know him really well.
Yeah.
Let's see. The due date is January 2nd.
Yeah.
So it will be here before we know it. And good, my goodness.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have to say, I want to say that that I met this young man's wife Saturday at the football game. A beautiful young lady and very, very nice. And what a great young couple, man. Congratulations
to you guys. Thank you. I love to say I outkicked my coverage. By a long shot.
Like I say, I met her. I can verify that totally and completely for Graham.
There's one of those baseball things that you just happen to get.
Here's a better analogy. Like I think you hit a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth, three runs behind.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. 3-2 count, down three, last pitch. They got their dude on the mound, and sure enough.
And Graham comes through.
Oh, it came through one time for the one time it happened.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, brother, we're happy to have you on.
Thank you.
Graham Crawford, everybody. He'll be with us every Tuesday, Thursday, and probably some other days as activities pick up. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock. As always, we thank you for listening and hope you'll join us tomorrow. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.